Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Funny jokes, Sarah. Thursdays, what year was it? This is where I highlight some very important pop culture events, all from one specific year in history. You have to tell me what year it is. This was an iconic moment, y'all, at the MTV Video Music Awards when our boy Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time.
Cut to Beyonce, and she is mortified.
Oh, as she, yeah. Oh my, I would have, I wonder what the conversation was like. And then, you know, Beyonce probably was telling her man, Jay, you call him and you tell him.
Seriously.
You know what I mean? Like, she probably didn't even call him. She's like, you call him, Jay-Z, you tell him.
Or she looks at him, she's like, that's your friend.
That's your friend.
That's your boy.
You tell him.
So right after that, Taylor Swift comes on my show. I was doing a different radio show at the time. Uh-huh. And they're like, Taylor wants to come on, to promote something, but whatever, you cannot ask her anything about that. And I'm like, well, how can I not? So anyway, I'm yapping with her about whatever they wanted to talk about. And then right at the end, I go, so anyway, about that Kanye. And it was like, click.
Oh, no.
Of course.
I'm like, well, what do you expect?
Right.
One of the biggest things in the world happened, and you don't want me to ask you about it?
Well, but you knew what the answer was going to be.
Hey,
it doesn't matter, though. You still have to ask the question.
Yeah, you got to always try, and the worst that can happen is the click at the end of the interview.
Exactly. That's why you wait till the very end. Maybe my favorite song of all time.
If you could give a percentage the amount of times a Michael Jackson clue shows up in What Year Was It, what do you think the percentage would be?
Hey, you know what? If I was doing the questions for What Year Was It, I would be playing Dave Matthews all throughout every time. It's just Booker's favorite. And you know what? Michael Jackson, say what you want. I mean, he's a huge figure in the back-in-the-day throwback action.
Yeah, and I'm going to try to keep it together, y'all, but it was...
Oh, are we going to cry again? Oh, my gosh, she's already crying.
And we're just getting this in right now, and it's very, very sad news. Jim Moray, and to all of our viewers, both the Los Angeles Times and CBS News are both now reporting that Michael Jackson has died. Now, CNN has not confirmed that, but the LA Times and CBS News are reporting that Michael Jackson, 50 years old, the king of pop, has died. A very, very sad moment.
He died the same year that Kanye went on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a year.
What year was it? Any guesses?
I'm going to say 2008.
Take it. Sarah?
2009.
Let me give you another clue. Star Trek film reboot, directed by J.J. Abrams, starring Chris Pine and Zachary Quinto, premieres right here in the great city of Austin, Texas.
Who was that pointy-eared bastard?
I don't know, but I like him.
And the number one song... On the radio, August the 13th of this year was I Got a Feeling from the Black Eyed Peas. So let's quickly recap.
Man, that's hard because I feel like I've been dancing to this at weddings for two decades.
It's a great point.
This is your Macarena.
Kanye West interrupted Taylor Swift to make sure we all knew Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the greatest of all time passed away, Michael Jackson.
Mm.
The Star Trek reboot premiered right here in Austin, Texas, and I Got a Feeling for the Black Eyed Peas was number one on this day of this year. What year was it, Alex Franco?
Just locking it in 2008.
2008?
Oh, my God.
really don't know, but 2009 is fine.
Oh, that's a good one, too. See, I like...
The reason is because we haven't, in my opinion, hit the 10-year anniversary of Michael's death because it would be like a six-month-long, CNN special. Yeah. So.
Brad Booker would be coming in every day looking like Corey Feldman
for
6 months. He'd be
wearing black every single day, morning, last.
Mirror aviator glasses, a glove.
His voice would be like, hey, guys, sorry.
Hey, Sam. Alex, I'll take a pumpkin spice latte.
Are any of us right?
You are.
Oh.
And
who?
It is Sarah Osbourne.
Yeah.
Well, that's good logic right there,
Sarah.
That's good.
Thank you.
Very good logic.
Hey, guys. I'm logical.
You are. You're very logical. I got a feeling it was number one on August the 13th, 2009. Star Trek debuted here in Austin, Texas. Michael Jackson passed. And Kanye interrupted Taylor Swift. Yeah, 2009, Sarah. Very well done.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.